T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are joined by a celebrity now.
Forgive me.
Our guy Denton Day is here. And B. Mitch decided, since we're streaming now, you can watch it on 106.7 The Fan, we should wear sunglasses.
That's what I'm saying, son.
So we're all
somebody
wearing sunglasses.
Somebody said some shades for my shine, so.
Well, B, no. I think you're right. We do have to protect our eyes. Much like the lunar eclipse, we do have to protect our eyes from the reflection of your head.
The shine, baby, the shine. They call it the shine.
But we also have a celebrity here. Denton Day joins us. Of course, you know Denton Day, the college sports insider's insider. Here, Denton, scoot over so you can get on this camera.
I'm not on camera here.
Yeah, we just found out some stuff about you,
God,
too, Denton.
You and I got to be real close.
But what we've learned about Denton, for whatever reason, are you aware that you dominate the YouTube shorts portion of the 106.7 The Fan website?
Oh, yeah, that's all me.
Why?
That's all me.
Why?
Because there was nobody doing shorts during the season, and I was
That's why you wear shorts?
I'm going to do the shorts during the season. No one else was. It was just take command, and I was like, well, let's get a little bit of diversity in there.
Okay.
All right.
So it was just, saw an opportunity and seized upon it.
Jumped on it. Yeah, people were criticizing me for wearing rings in one of the videos, and I was like, that's what we took away? Rings. I had rings on my fingers, like a couple black rings. And what's with the rings?
Of all the weird things you do.
Yeah, you can wear this ring and give them that.
The rings are so far down the list.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you did it. I guess we found out.
I don't know if you saw it over there, but.
Brian, the people on the stream, I guess, want you to move towards that way.
The wall.
Towards the window.
No, that's awful.
From the window.
That's an awful angle.
To the wall.
That's an awful angle.
All right. Well, everything's
right
a work
here?
In progress. Yeah, I don't know, man. You think I know? I'm wearing
my
sunglasses.
Sit over here.
Jeff, where are your sunglasses? Where's the Jeff cam?
I put on these sunglasses, which do not belong to me. They belong to B. Mitch, who's generous enough to lend them to me because I rock transitions. And Jeff,
you wear transition glasses? How old are you, dude?
Yeah, I wear transitions. Sunglasses expensive as hell, bro. They don't pay me that well here.
Hold on. You mean the ones that go from light to dark when you're inside and outside?
Yo, though,
yeah, it's going to be a real problem for my wedding.
Any gas station, you can get some cheap sunglasses.
Yeah,
XJP, he knows.
Dude, so I'm going to give a free shout out.
Did you buy some of them?
I used to always get nice sunglasses, and I lose them and break them, and I found this brand, Knockaround.
How many? Did you lose the two pair I gave you? I think it's two or three pair.
Yeah, oh, those are gone. There were two. Those were like 75. Those are
I
nice.
Will not waste my money anymore on you.
Well, dude, I get these knockarounds. They're like $30 on Instagram.
Yeah, but Tifoso? That's the name of it? Tifosi? Huh? The name of the glasses I got you.
I don't know. I don't
They're
remember.
They're like riding glasses.
They were like bike riding glasses, yes.
Yeah. And you lost them.
I do have running
$79.95,
dog. But I don't have like casual sunglasses.
I appreciate it.
$79.95, dog.
Yeah. Denton.
Ignore me.
Ron Rivera wears transitions.
All right, that one hurt.
He's going to change.
That one hurt. I was like, there's not a lot you can get me to get off of transition lenses, but the Ron Rivera jab didn't feel good.
Hey, man.
Draft is tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
We're all excited. Finally, the draft is here. It sure seems like Washington's going with Jaden Daniels. No, it ain't over till it's over. Nothing's final till it's final. Ben Johnson texted them on the plane and said, I don't want to interview with you. Like, things can happen. But I know you've been high on Jaden Daniels all along.
Yeah.
What do you make of the criticisms that have become now you got to find criticisms with every prospect, right? Like that's a part of the game. But what do you make of the criticisms of Daniels where there's, I mean, hell, Rooster just laid him out, the frame and, you know, the questions about throwing it over the middle of the field and then maybe the sacks. I think I'm bailing on the shades, by the way. Kind of dumb.
The sacks are the one thing that I care about the most, just because we dealt with that all of last season, a quarterback that it looked like throws and reads were there, and he just wasn't seeing it correctly, and then that would lead to sacks, and then you get into, like, third and 18s, and when you're in third and 18 with a young quarterback, you're basically punting the football away. So the sacks bother me a little bit. The frame, I think, is kind of overplayed, because once you get with an NFL nutritionist, you'll be able to put healthy weight on. So I'm not too worried about the frame itself. As far as throwing over the middle, I think that was more the offense.
I agree.
But 23 sacks last year compared to 43 year before, that's a drastic change. So something had to change to work in the to the better. I don't know why they're stuck on it, because they're talking about last year, not year before.
Right.
And I don't get that.
Yeah, it's weird, B. Mitch. It's like when guys get more comfortable, they play better. And it feels like nobody none of the critics want to acknowledge that.
What a wild concept.
I know. It's really crazy. So I think once you get this guy into your building and he gets more comfortable, like, you'll see if it is Jaden Daniels or if it's Drake May for that matter, but I think you'll see the best of whoever they end up drafting as the time progresses here. I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I think it should be Jaden Daniels, and I'm excited for it to be Jaden Daniels tomorrow night.
I tend to agree with you, in all facets. Like, guys are supposed to improve. I don't get that staying in college has hurt him. I also think, like, things that happen over time, if we went back and watched the 2002 NBA Finals, mm-hmm. and then you watched the 2012 NBA Finals, they don't look the same.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's going to continue to happen with these quarterback prospects, people are making a big deal out of them being older now. They're all going to be older in 5 years because they're getting paid to be in college. They're allowed to transfer wherever they want. This is going to continue. This is not – like, I don't think the fact that Nix, Penix, Daniels are all transfers, guys that have bounced around. Hell, even Caleb Williams transferred, but it was in the new era where you didn't have to sit or anything. This is going to continue.
Yeah.
Especially because these guys – like Daniels or like Burrow before him, if it's like, all right, you'd be like a fourth or fifth rounder, or you could stay and make $1.5 million, $2 million in NIL money, you're going to stay.
Right.
And the age stuff, I find a reflection on a bygone era, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's Brandon Whedon who was 29 years
whatever,
fully
right.
off his parents' insurance by the time he was getting drafted, right? Like, he could have rented a car
for three years.
He was 28 years old, drafted at 22. It was, like, the most insane thing. So it's not that, and you're right. Playing football makes you better at football. So if you want to stay in college and play more football, like,
that's one more time.
Yeah, playing football makes you better at football.
That's
and Jaden Daniels stayed in college. And same with Drake May and same with Caleb Williams. They stayed in college, they played football, and they got better at playing football. Same with Michael Penix, for that matter. I mean, he had a hell of a season this year.
And he had to overcome, like, 8 different injuries.
Right.
You know, like, some of this you learn.
You find a way.
I agree. Specific to May, what do you think he is as a pro prospect? And why do you think so many people are convinced that – because there is a legit group out there that's like, he's the best prospect because of his ability to do X.
Right. I think they see a lot of similarities to, like, your Justin Herbert, and they think eventually Drake May can become what they wanted Justin Herbert to be. I never really saw that watching him play. I mean, you certainly see some of the throws that he makes in the arm strength, and that is just magnificent. But I never felt like watching him that he fully elevated North Carolina. And if you're not elevating North Carolina in a bad ACC, that worries me a little bit. I do find it odd, though, that it feels like only in the last 4 or 5 weeks people have come out and said he's going to need a year. Like, that seemingly came kind of out of nowhere. We weren't saying that in February at the Combine. It feels like that only started happening in March, so that does – I take that with a little bit of caution. I just never looked at him as like this is a for sure top three pick when I actually watched him play.
It happens every year where the focus changes as other people start to rise or fall. And did all of a sudden he starts saying he needs to work, needs to focus a little bit because a lot of the supporters saw him dropping.
Right. Right, and he was so – he entered the season as it was him and Caleb, right? Mm-hmm. And I do think people held on to that throughout the course of the season. Now, I don't think he sucked.
I think Jaden played his way into the conversation, right, whereas Drake kind of maintained a preconceived draft status.
Stagnant, and Jaden played significantly better, and Michael Penix played significantly better than anyone mm-hmm. anticipated, and that's why they're getting all this conversation now. And I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that report. Michael Penix might go top 10 all of a sudden now because New York seems to really like him.
A lot of people like him. They're just scared of the injuries.
I think you could argue he's the best passer in the draft.
Pure passer? I would agree with that. He throws the prettiest ball.
And I think, B, we talked about this a bunch, probably off air more than even on. The bust rate is so much higher than the injury rate. So if that's your guy, go with him. Yeah. Like, if it's him or Knicks or him or McCarthy or him or Drake, and you're like, yo, I think he's a better passer, then go with him.
Go with a guy that's a better
passer. Like, the idea of the position is to throw the ball.
Throw the damn ball. And all the rules lead to that.
Right. So I wouldn't be upset. This isn't going to happen. But I wouldn't be upset if Washington traded back and landed Penix on another first-round pick and they get, like, a tackle in the late first round. That wouldn't – I would –
Or they
could
just get Daniels and use the 2 second rounds and get back into the first.
Right. I'm kind of hoping that's what they end up doing, yeah, to be honest.
Landfill, I wanted to ask you a quick question that I think you'll be – in a good position to comment on. I believe whenever Denton joins the program, he has to wear sunglasses. He looks cool in them.
He actually does look kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
I'll take that.
What do you think, B? Is that a new rule?
Yeah.
Denton Day. And then we could play sunglasses themed songs and we kill two birds with one stone. We don't have to find a walk-up song.
Yeah. I wear sunglasses at night. It's a great song.
Get him a song from Top Gun.
Or Top Gun. I'll take Top Gun. I mean, Jeff looked at me when I first put these on and said I look like a cop, but I'll much rather take
the
Top Gun.
You do kind of look like a cop trying to – you look like a narc. Like, you're trying to be cool. You're gonna buy a bag of weed and then throw some cuffs on
the
kid.
He kind of looks like George Michael.
Just look up Teddy from a high school from Snowfall.
Hold on. The George Michael comp, it might be – especially he's wearing a leather jacket or a jean jacket, rather. And he's got the weird
jean jacket with shorts on. Flip flops and socks.
People looked at you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Was what?
The rings. Because I wore rings in one of those YouTube short videos.
Have they seen the total package that is Dead and Day? The fanny pack and the incredibly weird colors and all of it?
They didn't get the full body. By the way, earlier today, I was sitting in the studio before the show, and CK comes running into the studio, and he says, I got something for you. I had no idea what he had. He's like, I saw this. I thought of you immediately, and he gave me a Capitals fanny pack. So my collection of fanny packs is getting
Dude, you're a little too
bigger.
Young to be a damn fanny pack guy.
B, look at this. George Michael in the jean jacket does kind of look like Denton in the jean jacket. I'll try to put this on the stream.
I think George Michael looks like he's wearing the full Canadian tuxedo.
We are not talking about George Michael, the legendary sportscaster, by the way. You got to have faith.
Yeah, you got to have faith.
Any dog in the fight at the tackle prospect?
Oh, that's going to be tough. I think if you want to get a great tackle, you're going to have to do what B. Mitch alluded to, which is trade back into the first round. I saw the tweet from Daniel Jeremiah that said a lot of teams are going to be moving up for tackles. I love the guy out of Oklahoma, Tyler Guyton. I love the kid out of Oregon State, whose name you're going to hear a lot. I just don't know if they'll still be around in the late stage of the first round for our team to go get.
Yeah, we had Charles Davis on earlier from NFL Network, and he said the tackle market's going to be hot. He thinks it starts around 15 and gets through the early 20s.
When it's two.
I think a lot of these guys are going to go. I wonder if they're not almost just forced to stay and play the volume game and try to get – because if you look at some of the guys they brought in for 30 visits, they brought in some guys that project to be like late Friday night tackle picks.
Right.
And at some point, you also got to rely on your scouting, right? Hey, we can't do that, and we're going to have to chill here, and let's find the best guy that we could get at 78 or 100.
Right. By the way, a name that they brought in on the All-30 with the Topgolf trip that I would love for them to get probably day three, Eric Aull. The tight end out of Iowa. If we're sitting here on Monday and Eric Aull's a member of this team, I'm going to be really, really thrilled.
I like Aull a lot.
All around tight end.
Dealt with a lot of injuries. I like the kid Theo Johnson out of Penn State, too.
Yeah.
I do want a tight end. I think
there's just such a big drop-off between Brock Bowers and everybody else.
Yeah, but, dude, more and more, I don't know that I would invest. You'd never say never, right? But a first-round tight end, it is so hard to get them to deliver – on that draft position compared to the other levels of talent. If you just look historically, the best tight ends, Kelce, Kittle, Gronk, like these dudes are all
second, third, fourth round,
Fridays, early Saturday picks. Yeah. And that would impact my mindset. The delta, the gap in value of what you get with a first round tight end versus somebody else. Okay, I'll break. Denton, thank you. Brian, are you out of here? Are you going to Detroit?
I don't even look at the clock ever. Yeah, I'm out.
All right. Safe travels. Denton, thank you for joining us. We'll all see right, you fellas. Next week. Keep the shades on when you're on the program. Nobody go anywhere. I'm going to get us all home.
Hey, everyone. It is Autism Acceptance Month, and we're making a difference together. So join me as I bike to the beach to support local autism organizations. Come out on Friday, August 2nd, and enjoy a 25, 50, 70, or 100-mile ride to Dewey Beach. Ride with me or donate to our team to help us hit our goal. This ride is designed for all riders. You don't have to be a professional rider. Just all riders can ride this ride. Bring your own crew or help us raise money for autism awareness. Visit biketothebeach.org/bmitch to get involved and make an impact today. That's biketothebeach.org/bmitch. Let's do this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Guess it was enough for me. So we decide this is going to be Denton's walk-up song. I like this. I'm kind of feeling this, not going to lie to you. Born to roll. I keep wanting to sing it, but I don't know the words. Doesn't really prevent me, usually. Something you should know. Did George Michael get in trouble for, like, hooking up with a dude in a movie theater or something? Wasn't there something weird? Do your thing, man. Just, you know, get in the back row or something. Live and let live, Jeff. That's what I say. All you have to do now.
Around like 3 o'clock.
Don't belong to me. Yeah, yeah. Turn it up just for the chorus. Brita. Sean Jones says, JP, you know we can't hear the music, so you sound extra terrible when you're singing. Sorry, brah. Lamville, you like this one. Brian Twitty says, stop singing, daddy. I am really curious. Some dude commented on here to draft Bo Nix, but like I think he paid $2 or something to make it like a bigger comment. Check that out. This is the first super on a live stream. I don't know what the hell that means. But if somebody's willing to pay $2 for me to say they want to draft Bo Nix, I'm available for sale. I mean, I don't know the $2 is the going rate, but Michael Rodas, you win. You're the first dude to pay $2 to say draft Bo Nix. I kind of think you're kidding, but that's cool. I wanted to run through some other draft stuff. BetQL. No, not BetQL. BetOnline.ag always send me odds, and they make it really easy, so then I pay attention to it, to all the other betting places that get mad. So I like some of these. We'll run through them. Landini, you can make picks with me because Jeff left. So Nick Saban and Bill Belichick are going to be part of the draft broadcast. What do you think happens first? Nick Saban smiles or Bill Belichick smiles? Saban is the favorite on this, minus 150, Belichick at plus 110.
Yeah, I would go with Saban. I feel like Saban, at least he does commercials where he appears happy, and Bill Belichick, unhappiness is just who he is.
Well, Saban also added, Saban left of his own volition, right? And Belichick was fired, and then Robert Kraft conspired to keep him out of the league entirely. While you've got the cluster buster in there, ask him if I get the $2 that guy paid to make a super comment. You microphone, please.
I'm thinking we split it. Can't we split it? B's not here. We can split it like five ways, four ways. What do we get?
I got to stand up for B.
Okay.
We'll split it five ways. What is $2 split up five ways?
All right. 40 cents.
40 cents.
Okay. That works.
Hey, net in my gas tank.
We're 40 cents closer to the Finley girls going to college. Shelby needs Invisalign. Has anybody ever done that? Dropped a super comment?
No, but they should.
Yeah. We're pro super comment. How do you think we're doing so far on the stream, Cluster Buster, Boss, CK?
I think we're doing great.
Okay,
kind of a soft launch. I think we're doing well.
Okay.
It'll be even better tomorrow.
Do you care if we hang up the poster from the porn convention?
No, that's fine.
All right. Jeff, get some we couldn't find any tape.
I'll bring some thumbtacks in tomorrow.
All right, boom. We're getting it's a hell of a poster, so tune in tomorrow because we're putting that thing back up. All right. Number two, which highlight will the ESPN NFL Draft broadcast show first? Marvin Harrison Sr. making an NFL highlight of Marvin Harrison catching a pass from Peyton? That's a heavy favorite, minus 1,000. Or Drake May's older brother, Luke May, winning a title playing for Carolina basketball? The only reason this is interesting is because I think Drake goes ahead of Harrison.
I think that's kind of a question as to who gets picked first. I mean, I honestly think that's who wins.
No, because I think Drake May can get picked, and there's so much to talk about, dissect with a quarterback, especially if he gets picked ahead of Jaden or if he gets picked even like ahead of JJ. There's so much quarterback specific B-roll they can run, VO they can run, that you don't have to lean on the deep cut Luke May highlight. Whereas wherever Marvin Harrison gets picked, even if it's after Drake May, 1,000,000% they're showing a clip of his pop.
I think it could also be, I mean, does it like pre-show count? Because if they're doing the pre-draft show and they'll be talking about the top prospects, when they mention Marvin Harrison Jr., they're probably going to also mention his dad and show a highlight.
Yeah.
Whereas I think you're kind of right, you know, Drake May's brother is probably not one of the top things about him
because
nobody knows who the hell that is. But at least if you're over the age of 30, you got to know who Marvin Harrison is.
I imagine these odds only start when like Roger Goodell steps to the podium and is like, all right, hey, Detroit, we're on. Whatever his official like announcement is. This one, I think I would take yes, frankly. Will Jim Harbaugh draft a Michigan player? How many picks do they have?
At least late. You'd think there's got to be at least somebody.
Yeah.
Like the seventh round.
Right.
It's a Michigan guy, seventh round.
Maybe this is only specific to the first round. Because otherwise, of course he's going to. You know, like, this has to be specific to the first round. Because the Chargers have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They have 9 draft picks. 1,000,000% they're taking a Michigan player in the 9 picks. So that must only be in the first round, in which case I don't think they're doing it. There's like this weird school of thought that he might draft J.J. McCarthy and try to trade Justin Herbert. I don't see that. I don't really understand this, but I guess this is because some of the prospects watch from home. Over under 2 dogs shown on the broadcast during round 1.
Oh, yes. I saw the list a few weeks ago of guys that were going. It didn't seem to be that many of them.
13 guys, I believe.
So a majority of these guys will not be there. They'll have the home cameras, though, obviously. And, I mean, everybody's got a dog.
Jeff, over under 2 dogs? You going to 3?
Over two for sure.
All right, they call this the Ben Standing prop. Over under one cat shown.
There will be a cat. Yeah, somebody will have a cat. Yeah, absolutely.
And it'll probably be like a lineman with the cat.
Yeah. I think I'm going under on cats.
If there's a giant man holding a cat, that'll be shown.
It's going to be like an offensive tackle, offensive guard.
Olu Fashanu is 6'8", 330, and he's just going to be holding a little calico.
Exactly. Just a little baby cat. They'll show that 100%.
Gonzaga College High School alum and Heisman Trophy winner, Caleb Williams. What color nail polish will he wear? Now, I'm going to give you your options. Black, plus 150. Orange, plus 200. White, plus 500. Pink, plus 600. Blue, plus 700. Green, plus 1,000.
I think he's going to have either blue or orange with bears painted on his fingernails.
Landini, I got no dog in this fight. I don't know.
My two thoughts were either orange and blue or red. And I guess they didn't have red as one of the options.
Jeff, you are the youngest among us, and you're not that young, but you're younger than me and Lanville. Are dudes painting their fingernails? Is that like a thing now? Is that a LA thing? I'm not judging. I'm an old guy, so I am removed from things. I don't.
JP, I actually am judging. You know how like the older guys, y'all get on us about wearing slippers with socks. I think that's like.
I really only give you a hard time when you wear a purse.
My older, or the man bag. My older guy thing is I do not like the fingernail painting. I'm not judging. I'm just not a fan of
or
it.
Or more, like is Caleb Williams the one dude doing it, or is that a thing?
It's like more of the younger guys, like that 20, I would say that 18 to like 22, 23 range.
Well, of which Caleb is right in the middle.
Yeah, it's because like, even the artist did it. NBA Youngboy did it.
If we had 100 young men between 18 and 22, like how many of them are painting their nails? Like 20 out of 100, 30, 50, 10?
I would say about 25 to 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, good luck. You know who likes to paint their fingernails? My 5- and 8-year-old daughters. And I support them, and if you're a 19-year-old man and you want to paint your fingernails, God bless you. Live and let live. Landfill, you must be enjoying the prop bets because you're not even yelling at me that I need to go to break. But in fact, I need to go to break. We'll be right back. It's Beamish and Finley. So Landfill wanted to play this song for Jeff. Is this Barracuda? Jeff, why did you want to hear this song?
I didn't want to hear it. I don't know why that guitar riff just came through
my
head.
It's strong. It's a good riff.
It just came through my head, and I was like, dun 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 dun. And then Landfill was like, you don't know that song. Oh, no, he said, you don't know who sings that song. And I was like, I don't, but I don't know why that just popped in my head. But I remember it from Guitar Hero.
Okay. Did they play that in Swingers, Landfill?
I don't think so.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up. Couple more things I want to get to here. A lot of people are watching on YouTube. This is our first day streaming. It's been kind of fun. Chris Kynard, the Cluster Buster extraordinaire, said, don't worry. They're going to fix up the studio. Over under 2.5 months till that happens, fellas.
Way over.
Under.
Week one of the regular of football season.
Under. You want me to tell you why it's under?
Because people are paying attention?
No, because they're going to leave it to the producers.
Oh, they're just going to make you do it.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it, so might as well knock it out now.
Well, I'm not going to do it, just so we're clear. We have gotten more people sending in money, which I didn't even know was a thing. Our guy Chef Cooks sent us in $2, but then he told us that YouTube takes 30% of the $2. So that's what is 30% of $2? $1.60 we've now made, right? No? 30% of $2, $1.40 we've now made. Thank you. But this dude, Quentin Shibusawa, I hope I'm saying that right, Quentin, he sent us $5. And he wants me to prove, listen, it is a prison cell, but I can open the door. Ready, everybody watching? Door opens. I don't know if you can see anything back there. Yeah, we made it, Jeff. Look, I'm showing everybody. Jeff, come walk in this door so people can see. Little Jeff cam real quick. And then I'm actually going to read a little bit of football news. Look, here comes Jeff, and we'll give each other five so everybody knows this is real and not the Matrix. Boom. All right. I wanted to read this from Ralph Vacchiano, who is I guess he covers the NFC East now for Fox Sports. He's a longtime Giants, Jets, New York guy. And I think this speaks well to the nature of the beast with the NFL draft. And what I always say about the draft is whatever your thought was on the last day of the college football season, especially with the quarterbacks, like, try to just burn that into your brain and not pay attention and then get to draft day, because generally that's how it's going to shake out. So listen to this. J.J. McCarthy's draft ride has been wild. He was never, rarely, if ever, a first-rounder during the college season. Then Jim Harbaugh said he might be the first QB off the board, and suddenly he was in everyone's top 10. Eventually, he was a possible choice at 2 or 3. Now I keep hearing that the Vikings, at 11, who everyone thought would trade up for a QB, might not even have to trade up to get J.J. McCarthy, unless the Raiders jump one or two spots ahead of them. I know the ride is media business fueled, but it has still been wild. I think there are a lot of these things. I kind of think we're going to get to the draft tomorrow night, and the first couple picks will be relatively as expected based on how people played last year on the field. To me, if you're going off what we saw last year on the field, it's going to be Caleb, Jaden, Drake. That I'm not guaranteeing anything. Certainly crazier things have happened. Surprises happen. Trades happen. This Commanders group's been incredibly tight-lipped. They haven't let any information out. There was a big surprise in the coaching search because a lot of folks thought it was going to be Ben Johnson, and it ended up being Dan Quinn. However, I think a lot of that was because Ben Johnson pulled himself out of the running. The comments we've now heard from Jaden Daniels in Detroit, he's like, yeah, I'll happily play in Washington. I'll be blessed wherever I go. You know why? He's going to make $40 million. You'd go wherever they tell you to go for $40 million too. The people that didn't, Eli Manning, John Elway, they were coming from different circumstances. Like, Eli Manning, and I don't know anything about Jaden Daniels' family. Maybe they're super rich. Maybe his grandfather invented the light bulb or something. Maybe. But, like, Eli was coming to the NFL as the kid of Arch Manning, and his brother was already a number one pick. Like, there was a different leverage there that I'm not sure exists. I think it's been way more made than necessary. We're going to find out tomorrow night, which I am really excited for. What I am really excited for right now is to make some bets. That's definitely the wrong sounder, Landini.
I thought that was the right one.
I wasn't even singing, man. Jeffrey. Oh,
okay, so I know I'm sitting at 1-1 because I wasn't here and I didn't bet.
Where were you? Everything all right?
Yeah, you know, yearly checkups. I wanted to get them in before football season and things, so I got it done now.
Before football season? It's April.
Yeah, but football season after the draft and then they start doing different things, I know the minute I leave the studio, it's going to be, Jeff chose to leave as this happened or this happened. So I got it done early.
Right, good for you, dude.
Landfill hit his bet. I don't know where you're sitting at for the week. 2-0? He's lying, but we'll give it to him.
I am 2-0.
You are 2-0. I just looked up your score, and tonight.
What did B have yesterday?
I don't know, but it don't matter because he's not here, so he takes an L.
Fair point. I think he takes an L for tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm taking the Rockies tonight because TBD is pitching, and I get siced.
Gotta love TBD.
Rockies plus 1.5.
You got Rockies plus 1.5 with TBD on the mound?
With TBD on the mound.
All right.
Give me Dallas tonight. Hoops. Stars.
Stars. Okay. What hoops do we have tonight? Heat Celtics. Celtics are 14.5 point favorites. And then OKC, New Orleans, the Thunder are 7.5 point favorites. It's chalky, but would either of you not take Celtics Nuggets finals right now? You think?
I don't know.
Who would you take? Thunder? I don't know. I watched some of Mavs Clippers last night. Luka got hot. It was kind of fun to watch. T-Wolves play really good defense. It will be interesting if defensive basketball comes back in vogue. I'm not sure it will. All right, I got to make a pick.
Parlay mine with the Yankees, too. Boy. Minus 1.5.
I'm going to take the O's to win against the Angels. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you big time to Charles Davis for joining us from Detroit. Of course, make sure you check out NFL Network. A ton of draft coverage all week. Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to Denton Day. Thank you to Chris Russell. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I'll be live tomorrow, D-City Smokehouse. Doc Walker going to join me there. If you made it this far, I'll be here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.